That's the sound of your next vacation. And it's fast approaching. Really fast if you're a BJ's Wholesale Club member. Because BJ's Travel offers better value than you'll find anywhere else on cruises, even from the cruise lines. And we back that up with our 110% best price guarantee. Plus, BJ's members can also receive up to a $500 BJ's gift card on qualifying cruises. Simply visit travel.bjs.com to set sail for less today. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's pretty interesting because they said, and look, Florida State's been looking to do this for months and months and months, long before they got snubbed by the college football playoffs. But if you read the 38-page complaint that they filed today in Tallahassee, it starts right off. The first sentence says the stunning exclusion of the ACC's undefeated football champion. But it uses the being left out of the college football playoff to say that, hey, this it crystallizes the years of failure by the ACC to fulfill its most fundamental commitments. It basically argues that the ACC has failed to monetize the schools in its league in a proper way. And they're asking a judge to basically rule that the ACC's exit fee and its grant of rights are unenforceable penalties, and teams should be able to come and go as they please.
Now, if I'm a school or if I'm the ACC and I'm like, you all signed this, Florida State, along with every other school. Like when the grant of rights kind of re-upped back in 2016, everyone signed this. So it's not like this is some like, wait a second, hold on, some fine print thing. Every school in the ACC from Boston College all the way down to Miami, they all signed this.
Yeah, the Florida State's argument is that the ACC, you know, the ACC has duties, financial duties to its member schools, and that they are in breach of contract of those duties, that they are their agent as far as, they're Florida State's agent, they're North Carolina's agent, NC State's agent, when it comes to negotiating these deals, and to they have not lived up to their end of this contract between the school and the conference. And so they're arguing that whatever penalties are in place for the grant of rights are supposed to be estimates that have some correlation to actual market values, and that the fact that the grant of rights has gone up so much, or the penalties to leave the league has gone up so much while revenue to the league has not, indicates that this is an unenforceable penalty in their mind, and they're asking the judge to find it such and reduce those penalties to zero.
So if they are, by the way, Brian Murphy, WREL Sports investigative reporter, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Let's say Florida State's successful with this. Let's say they're able to successfully challenge the grant of rights in the ACC. Who's to say that not just North Carolina State, Duke, Clemson, or anyone else in the ACC can challenge it, but who's to say that an SEC school won't challenge their grant of rights, or the Big Ten won't challenge theirs, or any other school in any other conference? What kind of precedent does this set?
Well, no one has challenged the grant of rights yet, and I doubt that anyone, in the SEC or the Big Ten would challenge their grant of rights for a long time. And I'll have to go check. The SEC didn't even have a buyout. If you wanted to leave the SEC, all you had to do was send a letter and leave the SEC.
There you go.
That's how strongly they felt that teams would not want to leave that league. Yes, this would be a huge precedent for not only conferences, but for television networks. Remember, it's the TV networks that want these grant of rights because they stabilize membership. If ESPN's signing a deal with the ACC, they want to know that at the end of that deal, that Florida State and Clemson and North Carolina and Duke are still going to be in the league, or else they might be paying for a product that they don't want to pay for. So I think the television networks above all will hope that these grant of rights hold, because if they don't, then what's the guarantee that when they sign a long-term deal with a conference that the people that they want to broadcast are even going to be in that conference when it's all said and done?
That's a really good point, because a lot of people will say, well, what if Florida State goes to the SEC and, you know, the ESPN or Disney could just pay more money to the SEC? It's like, well, ESPN already has Florida State on their TV networks, and they're paying a lot less to have Florida State on there, or Clemson or North Carolina on there, than they are paying for Vanderbilt or some of these other schools to actually be on there. So for them, it's beneficial to keep them on air in the ACC. And this is why – this is something that was brought up in the Board of Trustees meeting today, is that Disney, ESPN, can unilaterally decide to extend the grant of rights agreement that's currently in place from 2027 to 2036. And I think that decision has to be made by 2025.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are we possibly going to see the ACC and ESPN maybe come back in good faith to the negotiating table to discuss further what they can do in terms of media deal? Or is ESPN just going to say, hey, you know what? We're just going to keep it moving.
Yeah, I think this was the most interesting part of what came out today. Most of the other stuff was kind of expected. But the fact that, you know, we've been reporting all along and no one has told us we're wrong. And certainly when I say we, I mean the media at large, that the ACC's deal with ESPN runs through 2036. We know the grant of rights runs through 26, but that their actual agreement with ESPN runs through 2036. Mm-hmm. What we found out today is that it doesn't. It only runs through 2027, and that ESPN has an exclusive rights all the way up until February of 2025 to decide whether or not to extend that contract by 9 years. I think that's kind of important, and I think it gives ESPN an out here, maybe to cut a deal with Florida State or to cut a deal with other members of the league. We'll see the full ramifications of that, but I thought that was by far the most important thing that came out of all of these filings. I mean, the other thing I'll point out is that these filings are chock full of information that we have not been able to get.
Yeah.
We know exactly how much Notre Dame gets paid by the ACC now. I mean, some of that is in the tax forms that the league files, and so you can kind of deduce it, but you know, they get 18.4% of a share of that what the other schools get. All this information is in this lawsuit. I'm sure the ACC and ESPN did not want some of this out.
Oh, 100%. And there's a reason why the grant of rights is basically under lock and key at the ACC office in Charlotte. And, you know, because
and now it's been made public. Now the grant of rights has been made public.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It's going to be get made public, and I think a lot of people are going to really start combing over this thing. But the ACC has said this grant of rights is ironclad, Brian, and this is certainly going to be challenged. And this is going to be a precedent moving forward for not just Florida State and the ACC, but again, every conference in the country and every school. If Florida State's successful with this, then who's to say that, you know, Oklahoma State and the Big 12 will challenge the grant of rights or something along those lines, or Kansas? You know, who knows what they're going to try and do?
I think it's important to think of this as sort of an opening salvo, that it's a negotiating tactic. What Florida State is trying to do is come to an agreement on some number that's not the $572 million that they think they would owe for getting out of the league right now. And clearly they're not going to get out of the league for $0. So is there a number between zero and $572 million where Florida State and the ACC can agree and everyone can go their separate ways? I mean, obviously the ACC wants that number as high as possible, because if Florida State can get out for $300 million, then you know Clemson's going to raise $300 million and get out. North Carolina is going to raise $300 million and get out. I mean, this is as much about setting a number for Florida State and maybe for other schools as it is about, you know, dismantling the grant of rights.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.